baseball, man. Baseball. Only baseball. Do that to you. Good morning. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins that I hope you'll check out. Pirates 4, Giants 3. If anybody wants to actually remember the score, when you'll still be referencing what happened yesterday at PNC Park for years to come. Not an exaggeration. When you think about it, the Brian Giles home run off of Billy Wagner, Rob Mikowiak with the doubleheader home runs on the day his son was born, Russell Martin with the bomb off Johnny Cueto, and Andrew McCutchen with three home runs in 2009. These are some of the best things individually that have ever happened at PNC Park. And Jack Suwinski's three home runs yesterday, 1, 2, 3, all solo shots, along with poor Hoy Park, who hit one as well. No one will ever remember it. He can be like the answer to a great trivia question someday. All four runs coming via solo shots. Jack doing it in a way that literally makes history is something else entirely. He's the first rookie to ever homer three times and have the third be a walk-off. And the list of accomplishments and data is a mile long. Check out our extensive coverage at DK Pittsburgh Sports for all of the various minutiae that go into this. But minutiae is one thing, and magnitude is another. And when you see Suwinski having 11 home runs, and most of them are at home, and a lot of them look like they're very comfortably leaving the ballpark over the Clemente wall, it gets your hope up a little bit. Listen to Derek Shelton afterward, unearthing the old hitting coach in himself in discussing why it is that Suwinski's getting a lot of production at PNC.
Yeah, I mean, left-handed swing that's catered to being able to backspin the ball. I mean, we've talked about his ability to backspin the ball, and it's built for a left-handed hitter that can get the ball in the air, and that's his strength. So I think it just kind of caters to his swing, especially the way he uses his top hand, the way he's able to, you know, kind of turn it over a little bit, and I think it just caters to his swing. I think the biggest part about it is just how composed he stays.
Pretty convincing, right? And that's how it feels. It feels like when he does get the ball up into the air, like it keeps going. I'm never going to pretend to be a hitting coach, so I'm not going to be able to get into top hand this, top spin on the ball that. I just don't, you know, process all that. But I do understand what a power hitter looks like when I see him. And even though Suwinski's average and production rate hasn't been great, it doesn't matter if you're launching bombs, you know? Oh, and guess what else happened yesterday? Yeah, he might have company now. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's at least a little bit amusing that the one bit of news that this team's fans had been eagerly awaiting the most all year long got buried. It really did. But O'Neill Cruz is coming to Pittsburgh today. And for anybody who only casually follows the team, this actually won't be his debut. There seems to be something of a misconception about that. He came up for the final weekend of the 2021 season, even hit a homer, got himself acclimated in every way. Now he's back, and he's back for good. Here's what Shelton had to say about Cruz.
Now's the time that we think he can help us. You know, I mean, we've talked about a lot of things developmentally. You know, there's still things that we're going to continue to work on, but we think now's the time that he's going to help us. Yeah, he's predominantly going to play shortstop. You know, I mean, we'll see him probably in the outfield at some point, but I think initially he's going to play shortstop.
Shelton's a pretty easygoing guy, as I've shared with you many times. He's about to become a much happier guy in the most general sense when it comes to his work, because now his lineup is going to start making a little bit more sense. He's going to have more options. He's going to have more middle of the order options. And that alone is something that this franchise has been missing for a very long time. If we're being honest with ourselves in assessing the everyday type players that are on this roster, we're still talking about Ke'Bryan Hayes, Brian Reynolds, Cruz, and you'd better believe Sawinski. I like Diego Castillo. I like a couple of the other younger players who've come up, but I'm not ready to put them in that group. So you're talking about half of your everyday lineup when this team eventually contends. And that doesn't mean that the other pieces aren't somewhere in the fold. I mean, it couldn't be clearer that Henry Davis is going to be this team's catcher, that Leover Peguero is going to be in the mix, that Nick Gonzalez is going to be the second baseman. But they're not here yet. We've got four of them here as of tonight, half of the everyday lineup. But you've also got a component that maybe we couldn't have known was going to be the case. And that's power. All you have to do is look around baseball to see that it's a home run game right now. It's, you know, the thing I complain about all the time, home runs, walks, and strikeouts. Well, until something happens to alter that, whether it's the elimination of the shift, something to do with the ball, pitch clock, who knows what could bring actual contact and actual bases back into baseball. But for now, it's a home run game. And the Pirates do have at least a couple of guys who can hit them. I don't think Reynolds is ever going to be a big home run hitter. I don't think that of Hayes either, despite the power that he showed with that initial burst when he first came up in the pandemic year. But there's no way to not think of that way with Cruz, who is seen by a lot of evaluators as being the single most powerful prospect in all of baseball. And man, Sawinski, huh? Sawinski. And what a fun kid, too. Listen to him after this.
I was not trying to think about that, you know. I don't want to. I mean, you start trying to do too much, and then, like, you know, you just blow it or whatever. But, you know, I was just trying to not think about that and just kind of focus on what the pitcher had and what kind of approach I need to go out there and have a good outing.
It's getting fun, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When we come back, J1Q. Today's J1Q comes from Jay. It's not really a question, but I liked it so much. Jay says this is one of those games that when people ask, how can you go see them? I point to and I say, that's why. So much different being able to say that I was there. This is tied for my second favorite moment at the ballpark, along with Jacob Stallings' Grand Slam last year. The first was taking my dad to the Rob Mikoviak doubleheader and double homer performance years ago. Jay, I don't have a whole lot to add here. I got all kinds of correspondence yesterday and into last night from people who were at the ballpark on a gorgeous Sunday to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Some of them were, you know, with their dads. Some of them were from the dads who were there with their kids as a treat. The whole world doesn't have to be an angry, protesting place. And I try to remember that whenever it comes to especially the criticism that tends to make it onto social media and talk radio or whatever, most of that being the lowest common denominator stuff that's how can you go, you're da-da-da-da-da, Bob Nutting, as if, you know, as if ticket revenue even makes much of a difference. If you really were out to stick it to the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, if that's your thing, I have A, no problem with that, B, full knowledge that you're not making a dent. You're just not. The money that makes it to the Pirates is TV money and revenue sharing money. The difference between having, oh, I don't know, an average of 20,000 fans there per game or 15,000 there for a game is a literal zero when it comes to the overall bottom line. But you go to the ballpark, you, Jay, and you have yourself a good time and you get yourself a memory. Man, who takes a stance against that? You know, look, I joke about this a lot on here, and sometimes I'm not even joking, when I wonder what any of you are doing following this franchise. What are you doing watching the entirety of that awful game last Friday here against the Giants, where the Pirates couldn't come close to conjuring up even a single competent at bat, really? What are you doing? You know? Well, this is why. This is the nature of baseball. There's a whole lot of failure. There's a whole lot of frustration. But then, when it goes good, there's a whole lot of fun. And maybe, just maybe, this was something of a line of demarcation on that front. I appreciate the question, Jay. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. I'll be back at the ballpark tonight. And we'll do another one of these tomorrow.